Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. We are here for another hour, and we're closing in on 24 hours till kickoff. We will have the game on the score, the Westwood 1 call of it, which Mike Golic Sr. will be doing analysis for. So we are very happy to have Golic here with us on the score, talking about the Bears and the Packers. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Golic, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you picking up the phone.
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. Looking forward to this one.
Yeah, so are we. I gotta say, though, as longtime score guys, like me and Lawrence have been around here for a long time. We both started as interns, you know, and producers here in the 90s. I hear your name, and I hear your voice, and I think of all the years you beat the hell out of us in the ratings in the mornings, Mike. So
I remember Greedy and I used to come and do live shows in Chicago. Chicago is actually our very first affiliate. We only had Chicago when Greeny and I started the show, and I remember coming there for remotes, and people lined up at, like, you know, 4:30 in the morning to get in. I was like, what are these people, nuts? But, man, what a great town to come to.
Yeah, and it's crazy, too, when you talk about, like, the history of our radio station. Like, I'm on the line of succession of Bears reporters after Greeny left to go work for ESPN.
Yeah.
So,
it goes to show you how old we are, me and Greeny.
Yeah.
Well, as long as we're here, I was doing a morning show on Sporting News Radio, Mike, and I was like, alone with one producer. I was solo with one producer going up against Mike and Mike. That was not fun. So,
listen,
damn you.
Forgetting even going up against Greeny and I, doing a show alone is unbelievably hard. That's something I never had to do in my 30-some years of broadcasting, and I'm kind of happy I never had to.
Yeah, no, understood. But I got to tell you, all that to say, props for the transition you have made. You're an excellent color analyst on games, right, Lawrence? Like, we have both enjoyed hearing you, Mike, during the course of some of the games we've gotten to hear.
No, I appreciate that. I've been doing that for, God, since 2004. Actually, when I first got to ESPN in 95, I did it for a while and then took a break when my kids were young and then started it again. So I love doing games. I love it. I love being part of the game. I love being at the game, on the field, before the game. It makes me feel like I'm still involved without having to ice down on the day after the game.
No doubt about it. When you got the assignment for this one, what was your first reaction?
Oh, I looked at the weather and how cold it was going to be, because I live basically in Arizona now. My blood is thinned out. I have a house at Notre Dame, so I still spend a lot of time there, and the weather's basically the same in South Bend as it is in Chicago. But, yeah, I'm not kidding you. It's the first thing I looked at. I said, okay, what's the weather? What kind of jacket do I have to bring?
What's it like to play in that stuff? Like, we've been talking about it. Lawrence says the field might be gazpacho, so it could be all kind of sloppy, and there's going to be a lot of wind as well. What's that like?
I mean, understand what I played in. On my son Mike and I show on FanDuel Sports Network today, we had Tom Thayer on, who Tom Thayer and I, he's obviously the voice of the Bears on radio. He was a teammate of mine at Notre Dame. And when he was with the Bears and I was with the Eagles, we played against each other in the Fog Bowl. So we kind of know what bad weather is when you can't see your, basically your opponent. So I played in basically everything. And listen, if it's a mutter game, that certainly favors Chicago because of their running a game.
Yeah, we were talking about that too. How would you describe the kind of evolution of their run game, the guys that they brought in free agency, the evolution of Darnell Wright at right tackle, and what it's turned into for the Bears as a run game?
Well, I mean, listen, Darnell Wright's the only returning starter, right? You had three left tackles. Now you got the rookie Trapillo in there. But really, the interior of that line, Tooney, Dahlman, and Jackson, all coming, you know, one coming from the Rams, one coming from Atlanta, one coming from Kansas City. How quickly they have gelled. And you know, people always talk about the quarterback's blind side and getting hit there and how devastating that is. Quarterbacks hate pass rush up the middle more than anything else because they can't step up in the pocket. There's a lot of garbage by their feet. And these three in the middle have done an incredible job in the run game and the pass game. Just everybody knows the stat. Caleb Williams was sacked 68 times last year. Now, more than a few of those were on Caleb, holding the ball too long, running backwards. He has certainly grown in the position in getting rid of the ball, but the protection in front of him has been such an improvement.
And they work together, the line and Caleb, and that middle of the offensive line, like you're talking about, Mike, it was obviously their concerted idea to go out and spend all the money and all the assets at it. I think truthfully, because they wanted to give Caleb a chance to develop, because I think without him trusting the middle and staying there in the pocket, then he doesn't even have a chance. You don't have a chance as a team to see if he can develop. And he has developed during the course of the year, in large part because he's trusted it and he stays in there more, don't you think?
Well, yeah, the one thing last year, he would get happy feet because he was always under duress. And you want a calm quarterback in the pocket. Now, when he has to take off and put the cape on, he does that well. But you like quiet feet in the pocket. And one other thing, you know, you can have an excellent offensive line, but then what's their availability, right? The best ability is availability. We always talk about O-line combinations during the year because of injury. Tooney, 17 starts. Dahlman, 17 starts. Jackson, 17 starts. Wright, 16 starts. I mean, they've been there the entire season to be able to build that chemistry.
Golic, when we see this combination, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, I'd love to know what you think, what you see as the influence that Ben Johnson has had on Caleb.
Well, what Ben Johnson does such a good job at is knowing what the strengths are of the quarterback. Quarterback and offensive play caller, whether it's a head coach who calls plays or a coordinator, they meet the most out of anybody during the week, help set the game plan. And good coaches listen to players, and obviously players, if they want to get better, will take coaching. And I know Caleb Williams said in the beginning, he's like, I didn't think Ben Johnson liked me. And we know Ben Johnson could be a tough coach, tough to crack a smile until you get him to take a shirt off to get free food for everybody. But, you know, you learn to trust one another, and a coach putting your quarterback, knowing his strengths and weaknesses, putting him in the best position to succeed. That's the key.
Mike Golic is here with us on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. A 10th round pick in 1985, plays more than 100 NFL games, 5 playoff games. When you think of your playoff experience, what do you think of in terms of the excitement and the difference that it is? Or did it feel different for you? We're trying to figure out what some of these young Bears who've never played in it are going to feel like tomorrow night.
Yeah, I played in 5-4. We lost the first round. 1, we won the wild card game against New Orleans and then lost to Dallas. And Dallas went on to win the Super Bowl. What happens is now, obviously, preseason ramps up to the regular season ramps up to the postseason, because now it's winner moves on, loser. There's nothing worse than thinking you're going to move on, and the next day you're cleaning your locker out. The abruptness of that really kind of makes your head spin. So what you really do now, you normally do pay attention to detail, but you really focus on attention to detail, attention to your assignment, especially if you're a young guy, because what you don't want is a game that win, move on, lose, go home. It comes down to your mistakes. You don't want to play scared. You don't want to play inhibited. You want to know your assignments and play mistake-free football. That's why there should be so much film watch and study during the week. So the less thinking you do on the field, the more productive you can be.
Yeah, that's interesting, because Ben keeps talking about the details and, like, over and over, the fundamentals and the details, and it starts to sound a little mundane, but the way you're saying it is maybe that's by design, that you make it mundane and you get all those details in you, so then you don't have time to freak out.
My dad played football, and he coached us in football. When I was in youth football, he would have me every night when I was, 10, 11 years old, get in a football stance, right-handed and left-handed, 50 times in front of the mirror every night. Just get in the stance, get in the stance, get in the stance, get in the stance. Before we go to practice, I'd hit the blocking dummy. My dad would have one in the backyard. Step, hit, step, hit, step, hit. So it becomes so repetitious, you get bored with the repetitions, but you understand you need to do it without thinking. You don't want to think where you're stepping or where you're putting your hand. You want it to everything to come naturally. You want to be able to study your playbook, your game plan so much that if it's third and 4-6, that you've read your game plan, you know what the number of plays they run out of that down and distance, the formations they run out of that down and distance. So when you see a formation, you now can X out, okay, they're not going to run this, they're not going to run this, they're most likely going to run one of a few things. You can deduce things, and you could slash things off the list. That's all from study. That's all from studying a game plan, studying film, knowing the person you're playing. And like I said, when all these players reach the NFL at young ages, they all work on their fundamentals.
Mike Golic is going to be on the call for Westwood One tomorrow. You'll be able to hear that here on The Score. What version of the Packers do you think they are now? Because they've been through quite a roller coaster this year.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I mean, listen, the defense obviously is struggling. There's no doubt about that. What, weeks 1 through 14, 6 fewest points they gave up, 5th fewest total yards. Then Micah Parsons gets hurt. They're 0-4 after he gets hurt. They're allowing 170 yards on the game. That's a plus for Chicago, which that's worse than the NFL. They had just 3 sacks in their 0-4 after Micah got hurt. That's worse than the NFL. So Jeff Hafley, the D coordinator, he has to scheme up pressure, right? It used to be Micah Parsons who had a ton of pressures, a ton of double teams that freed up other linemen. Now they don't have that anymore. And Rashawn Gary, the other pass rusher, all his sacks came in the first 7 games of the season when Micah was on the field. So they have to scheme up rush a little more to put pressure on Caleb Williams. So it has definitely changed.
Yeah, so as they scheme up rush and they're moving around a lot, does that make them susceptible to running right at them?
Well, not really. What the deception, the disguise you're trying to do is basically you're trying to confuse the offensive line. You put six or seven at the line, and you're going to rush four, but you try not to have the offensive line know which four are rushing. You try not to give it away. Now, to your point, could the guys dropping off drop out and then you run right in that position? That certainly can happen. But you'll see more disguising and pass rush on notable passing downs than you will on running downs.
What is the feeling for you as a defensive lineman, Mike, when an offense is just running the ball again and again and again and they really start to wear you down and you can tell how confident they are? What does that feel like?
It's the worst feeling in the world. And I was more of a run stopper. In 9 years in the NFL, I had 11 and a half sacks. People call that awful. I called it consistent, about 1.5 sacks a year. it's all your perspective, right? But I wasn't a great pass rusher, but I could play the run. Getting run on is the worst way for a defense to get beat. Because not only are you getting beat, you're getting the ball controlled on you, and you're getting physically handled. In one of the most, if not the most physical sport out there, especially on the line of scrimmage, D linemen and O linemen, that is just a one-on-one competition, right? The O lineman's trying to move me. I'm trying to not only not have him move me, but I'm trying to get off his block and make a play. It's the ultimate a battle, physical battle. And when you're getting run on, that means you're getting your ass kicked and losing the battle.
Oh, God.
Jordan Love did a number on the Bears before he got hurt the last time they played. He was really good at identifying the matchups. When the Bears went into man, they really struggled. So if you're the Bears, what are you going to try to do to make it look different? And if you're Jordan Love, I'd love to know what you think about him as his career continues, of where he is now and what's left for him to get better at.
It's amazing. You look at his first 3 years as a starter and Aaron Rodgers' first 3 years as a starter in Green Bay, and they're almost identical. Jordan Love can play great. He can be inconsistent, but he can play great. So I really like the way he plays. Josh Jacobs, a good running back. They don't really have the number one receiver, right? All the receivers have had their issues with injuries or lack of touchdown. Christian Watson, the biggest threat on the field for them. But they lost their best receiver early in the season and Tucker Kraft, the tight end, to an ACL in week 9. Now, you can look at it two ways. You can say, do they really have a number one they count on? Or do they have 3, 4, 5 guys they can count on, which makes it a little more difficult for a defense to zero in on anybody because Jordan Love can spread the ball around. But as we know, it's obviously not a secret, the takeaway ability of this Chicago defense. They're statistically the worst defense in the playoffs. But they soar far ahead in takeaways, in a ball hawking on interceptions, punching the ball out on fumbles that, you know, you do wonder, do you say, how much can you live on that if you don't get an interception? Are you giving up yards? Are you giving up points? Are you banking on the turnover? It's tough to do week in and week out, but they've been able to do it.
Last thing for you, Mike. What was it like to practice against Randall Cunningham? I have to ask.
Oh, well, luckily, you know, while there's less hitting today in practice and in games, you still, when I played, you couldn't hit the quarterback, right? Quarterback always had a red jersey on. So it was great playing against Randall because I just ran by him and I acted like I would have had him because I'm not allowed to touch him. So he would just run away, and I would say, oh, I had him, you know, knowing full as well I didn't have him. But, yeah, I mean, we weren't allowed to hit him, so it's not like you could really gauge a pass rush on him. But he was unbelievable as an F. He had one of the strongest arms from the pocket and just was an unbelievable athlete. He would have fit perfectly in today's game.
Right? That's why I asked.
I believe they call that a vet move, what Golic pulled off there.
Oh, that's without question. Move. Yeah, without question. Yeah.
Golic, we really appreciate this. This was tremendous. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great call with Ryan Racky, who's fantastic on play-by-play tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.